I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Is Destination Listening for Dedicated Golfers. And you found it right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Hello and welcome. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell and Master Control, the Duke, Robert DeCosa. Great to be back with you, getting ready to talk golf. On today's show, an up-close look at one of the biggest names in the golf industry, Troon Golf, the world's largest golf club management company. Over 900 public and private municipal and resort facilities in nearly every state and 35 countries around the world. Over 15 million rounds of golf are played every year at Troon Golf Courses. And on the show today, the Vice President of Strategic Partnerships for Troon Golf, Ryan Penzi, will be here. Then later in the hour, we'll be looking at women's golf through the eyes of Dee Clemens, which she golfs, an Atlanta-based adult women's group geared towards empowering women using golf for business, socializing, fitness, and leadership. And then to complete our lineup, we'll take a look at what is happening at one of the golf majors this week, the LPGA Championship in Frisco, Texas. That's our show. We're excited about it. Thanks for listening and for being the most important part of what we do as we talk golf every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show.
The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest-running network radio golf show, Tee to Green, stream live at sportsbyline.com. And you can always hear us, too, on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie with Debbie O'Connell. We're teeing it up, and we're talking golf with Ryan Penzi next, right here on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Golf, the language spoken here every Sunday on Tee to Green, the golf show. How you doing? Welcome back. We're back. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, Robert DeCosa, the Duke, and Master Control. And we're ready to talk golf with you again today on this Sunday. The 22nd, the first official day of summer, I think it is. I'll ask Debbie. Debbie, is that right? Is this the first official day of summer?
You know, I would have to ask my phone to be 100%, but it is right in this time. It was either yesterday, today, or that's it. I'm pretty sure it could be today. And okay. I was planning to have some family over because it was going to be hot and sunny, and I woke up to rain. And it is dark and rainy here in New Jersey. So we haven't really gotten started with summer quite yet, and it's going to be extremely hot the next couple of days. So we went right from a rainy, rainy June and chilly, an occasional warm day, but wow, this weather has been very strange.
Yeah, same story here in Colorado, but whether or not it's here, we'll take the warmer weather, whether it's official or non-official. On the show today, coming up later in the hour, we're going to talk about women's golf, and we're going to be looking at it through the eyes of Dee Clemens with She Golfs, which is an Atlanta-based adult women's golf group. She'll be joining us later in the show. Our first guest to help us look at the business of golf today, standing by, ready to go on the Tee to Green guest line, has over 20 years of experience in media, sports, technology, and gaming, and he's put that background all together in his job as Vice President of Strategic Partnerships of Troon Golf, a huge part of the $102 billion golf industry is Troon Golf, and we're so happy to welcome Ryan Penzi, first-time guest to Tee to Green today. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
I'm great, Jay. How are you today?
Terrific. Great to have you on the show. Before we get to talking about Troon Golf and all the things that you do, and you're expanding beyond golf management and golf club ownership now, let's talk about you. I mentioned a little bit about your experience over 20 years, and tell us about yourself and how you got involved with Troon Golf.
Well, thanks, Jay. I really appreciate that. And it's been a very interesting and fulfilling career that I've had. I actually started my career early in collegiate athletics. I worked at Florida State University in the athletics department The fortunate pleasure of working alongside legendary coach Bobby Bowden and with Jimbo Fisher, and at the time was building out a digital media department for Florida State University Athletics. And that opened up an opportunity for my family and I to move to Colorado, where we now reside. And I was working for a startup company called Silver Chalice Ventures that Jerry Reinsdorf, the owner of the Chicago White Sox, was involved with and spent a number of years there. Very much a fast-paced startup environment, got to learn a lot of things and was exposed to kind of a very different atmosphere than what I had originally seen in collegiate athletics. That then led to 4 years at CBS Sports in their interactive department. I was working alongside of a great team to provide the content acquisition strategy for what is now Paramount Plus. We were doing all of the live sports and documentary series in the sports vertical on that platform. Then transitioned into the gaming industry. I led strategic partnerships and business development of a company called PointsBet that was acquired last year by Fanatics, and so was working with the NFL and the NBA and the PGA Tour, and that's actually where for the first time I was introduced to Tim Chance, the CEO of Troon, through a mutual relationship that both PointsBet and Troon had through NBC Sports. And the opportunity opened up about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, to join Troon, and it was an exciting opportunity to really take a lot of what I've done on the partnership side and bring that to Troon as we look to engage with different brands across the variety of our audiences. And so we think about that. It's how are we connecting a brand with the golfer throughout the course of the year. And so Troon's very fortunate. We have management responsibilities at over 900 properties across 35 countries. And we really have the ability to hone in and connect with that golfer across both the private clubs, resorts, daily fee, even into golf entertainment. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is a jaw-dropping resume, I must tell you. Vice President Strategic Partnerships, fancy words, but just can you just put it into basic English as to what it is you do when you try to connect the right partner with the right audience, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely, Jay. It's a lot of listening and learning. And so if a brand is looking to invest in golf, it's understanding what is it that they're trying to do. Are they trying to connect with the golf consumer? Are they trying to host golf events? Are they trying to look through the lens of it more of a B2B opportunity and getting products that they would potentially want to sell or distribute through golf? And so that's where a lot of times the conversations start. And so really it's a relationship building opportunity. And then we evaluate, you know, is it a good strategic fit for both sides? You know, oftentimes there may be things that may not work on either side of the ledger, and so we want to make sure before we get into a partnership that both sides feel like it's going to be a win equally and that they both see the value. And then once we do that, we structure out what the relationship looks like, and then I'm very fortunate to have some great folks that I work alongside of that actually handle the activations for those partnerships.
Ryan, this is Debbie. Thanks for being here. This is all fascinating information and diving deep into Troon. I know much of what you do is emphasized on data-driven materials from the over 850,000 members you have in Troon. What kind of player behavior insights can Troon share that really excites the non-endemic brands like a Visa or a Nestle?
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, really, we're very fortunate in that the engagement of our audience is something really unlike what I had seen in different stops across my career. And a lot of that, it really comes down to these are people who are spending a lot of time enjoying this sport. And whether that's golf, racket sports, the hospitality around a private club. And so when we talk to these consumers, oftentimes, whether that's through digital means or others, even through live events, the level of engagement that we get back is tremendous. And so we really try to hone in and ask thoughtful questions around some of those things so that as we're starting to build up kind of some of that user journey and profile, we understand who that customer is. Because then as we're able to go back and have those conversations with the brand, it's not as much of a guessing game as it is, how are you looking to engage with this audience? And I think that's where really strategic marketers are today. They want to understand who it is that they're communicating with. They want to make sure that the dollars that they're spending across marketing are reaching that key audience and demographic. And I think that's really where we've been able to separate ourselves, is we have the ability now to hone in on those specific segments. And so if a brand came back to us and said, hey, we really want to just reach the casual golfer, or if we want to come out and have a campaign and it's aimed at growing the game of golf against female golfers, and we want to reach these specific areas of the country to do so, we have the ability to segment our data to do so. And so, that was one of the most exciting things as I was looking to join Troon, was understanding what our abilities were. And then even some of the recent investments that we've made over the last 18 months, we hired a new chief digital officer, Jeff Ma. He's hired a world-class team of folks that come in with just tremendous expertise. And so I still view us very much in early innings, to use a baseball analogy, of where we'll be able to go and how we'll be able to hone in even greater in the future around how we can help brands to reach their goals.
How many women, percentage-wise, do you have in that database, and what specific things do you do to go after a female audience in terms of growing the game?
Yeah, it's a great question. We've seen a significant growth, really, in whether it's data that's come out of NGF or even some of the things that we're starting to see from data captured opportunities that we're engaged with. Wouldn't say that it's quite at 50-50 yet, but it certainly is growing. Troon has done some fantastic things historically and really has leaned in to some cause-based marketing initiatives for growing the game, one of which is Troon Women's and Golf Month. And so with that, we're really trying to encourage more and more women to get out and experience the game. And we understand it can be daunting at times. If you've never gone out and played golf, or maybe your only experience is going to a Topgolf and having a great time there, or you're going to one of the new, putting facilities that exist. But how do we take and make that a very understandable and relatable experience where you can translate from that fun time in a golf entertainment environment to getting lessons, understanding how to play the game, going out and having, a league night, or, being able to play alongside friends or family. And so we're really trying to find more and more initiatives to do that. We have a great partnership with Callaway, where they support us in those endeavors, and I think it's just more and more opportunities as we look forward into the future of how are we building more authentic programming toward that audience so that we can continue to get in and get more and more women involved in the game.
Ryan Penzi, Troon Golf, one of the major players in the $100 billion plus golf industry from the business side. Ryan's going to do another segment with us. Ryan, when we come back, I just want to ask you, it's with all the things going on with Troon, 900 plus public-private resort facilities, both here in the U.S. and around the world, the plate is pretty full, but I want to ask you what prompted the direction that you're going in now with the strategic partnerships and things like that. Ryan Penzi is our guest. We'll continue with him as we return. Jay and Debbie, more of Tee to Green right after this.
Travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
News, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too. And we do it every week for everyone interested in golf. It's TD Green, The Golf Show, Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, our guest, Vice President Strategic Partnerships for Troon, Ryan Penzey, is with us right now. As we mentioned in our first segment, Troon, there's no company in golf, and there's very few in the world with the influence of Scotland, of Scottsdale-based Troon. Ryan, when it comes to golf club and golf management, food and beverage operations, and you're so widespread, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, now Troon is expanding things like Troon Access, the booking engine. You've got the Troon Partners Network entering the golf and hospitality markets, and you're working with new brands such as Visa, Avis, Nestle's, and most recently, Fubo TV. Somebody might say, as full as your plate is, was this a natural expansion, a natural step for Troon to do what you're doing now? Or was this, how did all this come about?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, Jay, definitely an opportunity that was seen. And really, it was more so, how did we connect in a different way with a brand? And so, you know, oftentimes, and we've had a long history at Troon of having fantastic relationships with endemic brands around how we were able to service them from a B2B standpoint. And I give so much credit back to the executives at Troon who kind of came up with the ideas around this opportunity before I joined the company as to, well, how do we take that and actually now think through the lens of how do we connect those endemic and non-endemic brands with this golfing audience? And when we look at that and we think through kind of strategically, we know that it's very different as to how we would engage with an audience who was 55 plus and some of the brands that we would bring to them and how that would look authentically versus how we're connecting with a Gen Z or a Gen Alpha golfer, you know, somebody that's just getting involved in the game or we're growing the game through junior participation. And so I think that's really, it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. And so it takes time and it takes, you know, the opportunities to work through those partnerships and those relationships. But at the end of the day, our goal is to have the same type of longstanding relationships that we've had on the B2B side with companies like Callaway and Toro and Pepsi and others through our partnerships network, is to say they see the value that they would as they're investing in golf and other verticals very much the same as they can do now through Troon.
Very powerful, all the expansion and ideas and the creativity it takes. And you actually pulled in a partner of Crystal Cruises, who is co-headlining the Crystal Cup. Tell us more about the synergies that will happen with maybe on-ship and golfers' experiences from the first tee to that final cocktail hour of the Crystal Cup.
Yeah, thanks, Debbie. This is an exciting one that we had done earlier this year in connection with Crystal's parent company, Abercrombie and Kent. And so they saw, you know, naturally some of the synergies between golf and their customer base. And so for us, it was, how do we help them to create a series of events, not only to help through brand building, but also through, you know, trying to drive leads back to their company. So what we had created was a Crystal Cup Finals, which will take place this October at Sea Island. And leading up to that, we'll have qualifying events. And so there's a number of qualifying events that will take place at Troon Private Clubs. And then we're actually hosting a number of regional events. The first one will take place July the 10th at Aviara, just outside of Carlsbad, California. So this is, it's a great example of a total partnership opportunity where Crystal looks and they see our entirety of our data set and our customer base, how they can connect with that audience both digitally but then in person. And so even some of the private events that we've had up until this point have been well received on both sides, from the brand's perspective and their engagement with our customers, but also it feels natural. It doesn't feel like you're at a private event and you were coming through and you see something that doesn't feel like it's a natural alignment. The way that Crystal has built their business and the alignment with our private clubs was a natural fit. So we're really excited about it. The final at Sea Island is going to be capped off by Ryder Cup captain for the European team, Luke Donald, being there. So we're very excited about the opportunity and think that it gives us some continued room to growth on our Troon event side.
As you said, it's a perfect fit, and it makes sense. Troon has all these facilities. Why not take advantage of them? And that's where Troon, what's called Troon Events, comes in, correct?
That is correct, yeah. And Troon had acquired an events management company back in January of 2024 called Eventive Sports out of Birmingham, Alabama. And this is a team of folks who have really been industry experts in running professional golf tournaments and IndyCar races, et cetera. They run the Principal Charity Classic in Des Moines, Iowa, the Regents Tradition Classic on the Champions Tour down in Birmingham, the Butterfield Bermuda Championship on the PGA Tour fall slate. And so we wanted to leverage some of that expertise around being able to drive even some smaller scale but highly impactful business opportunities for different brands to come in. And so we've been very fortunate. We ran a Ryder Cup style event at Whistling Straits for a partner last year, and we're continuing to build out, much like we've done with Crystal, across that event vertical.
So who gets to play in the Crystal Cup and compete for that Crystal Cruise as well?
Yeah, so what's exciting about the regional qualifiers is that it's open to anyone to participate. And so if you were in the Southern California area and you wanted to come and play at Aviara, you have the ability to register. And then the winner of that event actually wins the opportunity and entry into the Sea Island Championship. And the winner of that event for the Crystal Cup Finals will actually win a 29-day cruise around South Asia. And so, I mean, it's a fantastic opportunity from a prizing perspective, and a great lead for not only those members at our private clubs, but also those who may not be, but want to take part in the series.
And you mentioned Luke Donald, and also Lexi Thompson is a part of this amazing and very exciting event. What will their roles be?
Yeah, so Debbie, they're ambassadors for Crystal. And so I think we're really looking for, and we don't want to give away too much too early, but we want it to be very authentic in terms of what their participation is going to look like at the events. And so not only will it be a great opportunity from an experiential standpoint for those who get to go to Sea Island and participate, but we want to make sure that whether it's, you know, that one-to-one time that they may have with those professional athletes or even some of the kind of secondary opportunities to interact and engage with the playing participants and everybody that's there will feel very, very special. So we're excited about it. I think there'll be, you know, some more exciting details to come over the rest of this summer as we get closer to October in the finals.
Ryan Pemsey,
yeah, and Lexi's
golf,
been competing. I'm sorry about that. I was just going to say Lexi's been competing a lot in the LPGA, although she announced retirement from a full-time schedule, and she's out there and she's still, and each week she's in the top part of the leaderboard at some point during the event, and she's plus one going into the finals of the current tournament. So it's nice to have that ambassador still out there playing and competing and in the news, I imagine, for all of you.
It certainly is, Debbie. And I think, too, as we look at it, you know, a lot of the consumers here in the U.S. are probably going to be very focused and cheering on Team USA. But to have a sitting Ryder Cup captain that will be there on site to be able to give some of the, you know, expertise and some of the behind-the-scenes knowledge of what takes place this year for the Ryder Cup, I think is going to be really, really cool experience for those customers who are on site.
You're also coming back around, and you'll be back in Pebble Beach for another event in, February?
We are. So Troon is very fortunate. We've run now, for the last 4 years, an event at Pebble Beach in February, and it comes up this February 17th through the 21st in 2026. It's called the Troon Invitational at Pebble Beach, and what a cool opportunity this one is, Jay and Debbie. So customers who come in have an opportunity to play in one of two divisions. We have a pro-am division, and we have a two-player amateur best ball division. And with that, it's 5 days staying at the inn at Spanish Bay. It's four rounds of golf, Pebble Beach, Spanish Bay, and Spyglass Hill, and then a replay round based on how they've played. We have a number of partners that will be there on site, lots of great hospitality and happy hour activations, an opening reception, and a closing awards banquet. And so we see this as really our flagship event that we run on an annual basis. And what a cool opportunity that we're able to not only host the event there, but to expose the Pebble Beach experience to a wide range of golf customers. And so we've got tons of information that's out on TroonEvents.com regarding our Pebble Beach event. We'll have a field over 200 players that will be in attendance, and many of these players keep coming back year after year for the experience.
So TroonEvents.com is the place to go for more information?
It is, Jay.
All right. That's Ryan Penzi, Troon Golf, the $102 billion golf industry, and there's nothing comparable to Scottsdale-based Troon. Ryan Penzi giving us a intimate look at what Troon is up to these days in terms of running the current golf business and then expanding into other areas today here on Tee to Green. Ryan, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and hopefully we'll get you back soon and we can talk some more about Troon Golf and whatever else you got coming up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Yeah.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Golfers listen because we speak their language, that language, golf. We do it every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell. We'll get to our next guest in a moment. But first, a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine about the most important must-have for every golfer, talking about the 2025 Green Saver, helping Colorado golfers save money for 26 years. Good all year, the Green Saver keeps you golfing without breaking the bank. You can redeem it at golf course and indoor facilities throughout Colorado and Nevada and save with 2-for-1s, half-offs, other discounted green fees, plus get other savings on cart rentals, range balls, hitting bays, club fittings, lessons, lodging, retail, and much more. The 2025 Green Saver, yours for just $54. You can choose between book or mobile format and start saving today. And don't forget, the more you play, the more you're going to save. Simple as that. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again.
Next guest, Dee Clemens, serial entrepreneur, franchise maven, and powerhouse behind She Steams and Girls Golf, a nationally recognized nonprofit that blends STEM education with four annual golf clinics to empower young women. From launching child care centers to running a cattle farm to earning a feature in Entrepreneur Magazine for pandemic-proof franchising, Dee lives the mantra that golf can open doors for girls in business and life. Please welcome the CEO herself, Dee Clemens.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, Dee. I am so excited to have you on the show. We just met this past week at the LPGA Leadership Academy, where what was on display was how much golf can impact young girls. And Dee, you've been doing that for a long time now. How did you first recognize the power of golf in terms of personal growth as well as business opportunities?
Yes, I got introduced to golf during a very dark time of my life. I had recently divorced from an 18-year marriage and had been raising two daughters, going from a marriage to becoming a single mom and trying to figure out how to build a supportive community around myself and around my daughters. I actually had an opportunity to be in a community where there was a golf course and really just wanted to network and try to grow, you know, in the community as well as from a business perspective. I had been an entrepreneur at that time for about 18 years. And the community actually had, like I said, it was a community filled with golf courses. And so I had been introduced to the game of golf by just being invited to the country club and saw everybody on the greens. And it opened up doors for me. And in 2015, a few years after that, I thought that it was a great way to just kind of help empower other young women, and not just the young girls, but even their parents, about the game of golf.
Well, it sounds like you made your message for sure when you were at that dark time. That's a quote from Robin Roberts, and the recognizing it. Explain a little bit more about the She Golf that meets up biweekly to empower women through the game. What does a typical gathering look like, and how do you blend those swing tips with business networking?
Yeah, so with the women, we basically work with the parents of the girls that we serve in our girls' golf program. It is my belief that, you know, it's in order to really impact young girls, even though we may have them in programs during the day or after school or, you know, 8 weeks in the summer or like we did for 2 days at the Leadership Academy, when they leave us, in order to continue those relationships, you have to also make sure you're impacting the family. So the She Golfs is more of, you know, really understanding the family that the girls come from and kind of trying to engage the parents. And if I can't engage the parents, then I engage other business women that want to mentor and give back. So we're always matching our girls with a mentor. Either we're training their parents to be mentors and not just family members, but also we can match them with other women. So we meet up. There's always a topic for the day. And so whether it's entrepreneurship, whether it's how to better network, whether it's how to rebuild your resume, whether it's, you know, setting career goals, we'll do a part of that. And then we get out on the range, and sometimes it's a 9 holes, and sometimes it's just, you know, working on our putting, pitching, and driving. It's a quite exciting time because it's also a time where the women will take time for themselves. They'll put it on their schedule. It's an uplifting time. We take that time to just kind of empower each other and build new relationships.
Dee Clemons, She Golfs, is our guest here on Tee to Green today. Dee, She Golfs for adult women. The She Girls Golf is for younger women. What ages are we talking about here?
With our girls, we have two groups. We have our 9 to 12-year-old group. And then we have our 13 to 18-year-old group. There are a couple, we do 10 activities a year. There's a couple of times that the girls are together in an activity, and then we definitely separate the girls so that our high school girls, our 13 to 18-year-old girls, have their time alone. It's very different. And this year, we've already kicked off our program for this year. Our younger girls, we gave them a word for the season, and this year's word is maturity. And we're talking to them about, you know, just setting goals and growing into who they want to be and learning and understanding what maturity looks like for them. And then our older girls, we're always focused on leadership and pulling everything that we can into that and just trying to empower them to pursue their passions.
Dee, we find that so many young players have those social butterflies, kind of like nervousness on the first tee or nervousness in a big event. What kind of icebreakers or games or challenges do you offer during the programs to help those shy girls open up or help the other girls? Because this is so much more than golf, right? It's the nervousness in golf. It's how do you introduce yourself to your playing partners? But then that's mm-hmm. the social part that we'll use in business. And there's going to be these nervous times for everyone. How do you help these girls open up and feel confident even though they're nervous in a situation like a job interview?
Yeah, one of the things that we do is we make sure that we empower those girls who have those social skills to give them a job, give them a responsibility to bring somebody else up. And so what we typically do is we can identify who already has those social skills and who's more comfortable in that space, and then we empower them to empower each other. I believe in the power of mentoring. We know that mentoring works. And so it's really about that mentorship program. And that's, and even with our business women, down to the girls, we really focus and lean a lot and heavy on mentoring. And I think that when people don't feel alone, they feel stronger. And so we just basically just depend on the mentorship of other people around them to help them with that. And then we, you know, we'll do, so the icebreaker is, you know, introduce yourself to someone, make sure that someone knows your name, speaking up, a projection. We use a lot of, and she STEAMS, and so we know the STEM. We hear about STEM empowerment programs all the time, but ours is STEAMS. because we add the art component in there. So we talk a lot about theater, and we talk a lot about voice projection and actually being able to do action items and being able to transform into who you want to be that day. And then the S in STEMS is service. And so we just find what works for that student and help them to embrace that.
It is so empowering.
Debbie mentioned that this is about more than just golf. But golf, of course, is an important component of it. When you're teaching for business, socializing, fitness, and leadership, as far as golf is concerned, is how mm-hmm. important is it to be at least a pretty decent golfer? Or is that important at all?
You know, the way we've introduced golf into the mission of the program is to say, in golf, you really are your biggest competition, right? You get a score, you want to reduce your score, you want to have a better drive, you want to make sure that you're reducing your drives or your putting scores, and so you become your own competition. And so we start with that. And it just works. It's as if they understand that the obstacle, they are their obstacle, and then they can be better just by making sure that they set the goals that they need to set. So golf kind of helps us that they don't look at who they're competing against, but that they can become a better self just by concentrating on their own game. And that's kind of how we introduce the golf to them. And just being out on the greens. I mean, we talk about just being out and looking at the fairway and knowing that the sky's the limit, you know. And so that's how we kind of incorporate golf into the whole initiative.
You know, all the golfers listening, please hear what Dee just mentioned. Focus on your own game. Don't worry about what other people are thinking about you and your game, because they're not. And also, so many times we are our own obstacle with our own thinking and our own doubts and our own frustration or anger. We get in our own way. So great advice there for everyone. Dee, what have you noticed in terms of the girls continuing golf after they age out of, say, girls golf? Are they taking this on as a life skill that they continue to use?
You know, it's interesting because we started this program in 2015, so we are just very close to, trailing. It's almost like there was some form of higher intuition that it started at the same time as the Leadership Academy. 2015, I had a daughter that was coming out of high school, a daughter that was going, coming out of college. And so it was a transition time, and so I started the program then, you know, with that younger group. Those girls now are juniors and seniors in high school. And so I'm just seeing that, they would only golf with me 8 weeks during the summer and, you know, just dropping the game then and not understanding why they were on that course. And they were just in the Leadership Academy with us last week, and they were like, "Ms. D, we can't believe we didn't continue. We didn't understand at that time how important it was for us to continue the game." And so, they walked away with saying, "Yeah, you know, I want to go back. I got this last year in high school. I want to join the high school golf team." Or, you know, "I'm looking now. How do I improve my game?" And it's not even too late. I mean, I can spend a whole year and get ready to golf in college. And so I'm just now seeing those girls that I introduced the game to 10 years ago get ready to go to see what they do with the game. There were a few of them that have come through the programs, that's done the drive, pitch, and putt, competitions locally. They compete among each other during the summer. But I don't think that they realized until we started integrating leadership and integrating, goal setting into it, where they really understood it. And they really don't get that until they get to be about high school. And so I think the younger girls, it's just a different game for them unless they are competing in golf. And this is different. We're teaching the game of golf to say, you know, there are going to be obstacles. You can overcome them. You set your goals, you focus, and you drive it, and you get it done until you reach the hole. And so that's kind of how we're using the game of golf.
Dee Clemens, She Golfs. Steve, got about 30 seconds left. If people want to find out more information about She Golfs, how can they do that?
Yes, go to SheSeemsFoundation.org, and it's all there. The way we raise funds to keep our girls engaged, there's no charge for the girls. You know, if you want to donate to the organization, please do. If you want to come in and mentor, please do. You want to come in and speak to our girls. We're always looking to encourage, empower, and enrich our girls through the game of golf.
All right. Dee Clemens, she golfs today here on Tee to Green. Thanks, Dee.
So much,
thank
Dee.
You. Thank you. Bye-bye.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf, Tee to Green, another hour just flying by. Another week, another major championship in golf, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship in Texas. Minjee Lee of Australia, 6-under par, looking for a third major championship. In the driver's seat right now, she's got a 4-shot lead over Gino Tuticul in second place, 2-under par. The only two players, Lee and Tuticul, who are under par at Fields Ranch in Frisco, Texas, home of the PGA of America final round today, coming up on NBC. Lexi Thompson was in the hunt a little bit, Debbie. She's now at plus one, 7 back, along with H.J. Choi. 4 players at plus 2, including Nellie Korda.
I tell you, I saw an interview with Nellie. She said the conditions are like they're playing in Europe, except you can't run it up because it's too soft in front or it'll come back to you. Conditions are very challenging out there in Texas for these ladies.
Yeah, that's in Frisco, Texas, home of the PGA of America. Our thanks to Ryan Penzi for joining us today from Troon Golf. And from She Golfs, of course, our thanks to Dee Clement. And speaking of majors, next Sunday we'll be at the Senior Open at the Broadmoor. We'll do the show live from there next Sunday. You don't want to miss it. Thanks to everyone for joining us. And until next time, hit them long, hit them straight.